so time for the divisional round. Are you ready for that?
Yep, let's go.
All right, then. First game up.
You got the Ravens versus the Texans.
Ravens versus Texans. Texans coming off a huge blowout win of the Browns.
The number one defense, too, at that.
With rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud.
Man, him and Nico Collins, man, let's do money together.
Hey, against the number one rated defense, 356 yards.
Yep. Don't forget they did most of that in the first half, too.
Yeah, Stroud becoming the youngest quarterback ever to win a playoff game, 236 yards and three TDs in the first half, finishing the game 16-21 for 274 yards.
Yeah, he looked good. He's up and coming. He's promising. That whole offense looks good. You know? Yeah. I really like what they're building over there in Houston.
Yeah, but now they're going up against the team with the most sacks all season in the Baltimore Ravens. What's that pressure going to look like on them?
Exactly. How's C.J. Stroud going to be able to handle that? Because if you remember last week, the Browns didn't really get much pressure on C.J. Stroud. He was getting the ball out so fast. So are they going to have a similar approach towards C.J. Stroud's getting the ball out quicker? Or how are they going to counterfeit that? They're going to try and get the run game going more, or, you know, just take the pressure off of him, because we haven't really seen him under pressure too much. I mean, so this is a real big game here for him.
Yeah, and then if he does get the ball out quick, Baltimore not having Humphreys playing. So the secondary depleted a little bit. I guess it'll probably be key for Baltimore to get home.
Big question there is, you got Nico Collins, and everybody already knows what Nico Collins can do. You got Dalton Schultz at the tight end, who C.J. Stroud really seems to like. But I also heard Noah Brown, their number two wide receiver, is out, and they already lost Tank Dell, so who's going to step up as that number two? So, you see, you can go and you can do things to shut down Nico Collins, but who's going to answer that call and step up on the opposite side?
That's
going to be a big question this weekend.
They get the run game going. That way they can't – they have to respect it. So, but then you have, on the other side, Lamar Jackson.
What are you going to do to stop him?
Front runner for MVP this year.
I hate to say it as a division rival, but he deserves it.
Yeah, but he's 1-3 in the playoffs in his career.
Can't get it done. But then again, he always ends up hurt. So, I mean, he's always bouncing back from injury whenever they go into the playoffs.
Yeah, then, I mean, Baltimore as a whole, since they won the Super Bowl, were only 2-5 in the playoffs.
Also,
like I said, 1-3 with Jackson started. Yeah.
Also, they got an extra rest with getting that number one seed too.
Yeah, so I think just the weapons and Lamar Jackson, I'd have to give the edge to Baltimore. Stroud's playing incredible ball. I like what they're doing in Houston, but I mean, the Ravens are the number one seed for a reason. They are
the
top
best
team
in
the league. Yeah.
See, I have the Ravens winning as well. I think what it's gonna come down to is, I think Harbaugh being more experienced than D'Amico Ryan, with him being a rookie head coach and all. I think Harbaugh's gonna manage that clock a little bit better, and I think it's gonna come down to the final possession. They're just gonna milk it out. I think the Ravens are probably gonna win by like a touchdown, I'd say. I don't think it's gonna be like too crazy. I think C.J. Stroud and Houston will be able to keep in the fight for a while, but like I said, I think Harbaugh's just going to out-coach D'Amico Ryan in the end.
Yeah, I look for it to be a close game. I would have to say probably Baltimore, like, 31-24.
I'm going 28-21.
28.
All right, we're pretty similar.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're looking at a touchdown difference. And next game on Saturday, played Saturday night, you have the Packers going out to Santa Clara to play the 49ers. The number one seeded 49ers.
They are.
Green Bay.
They look good, too.
Yeah, Green Bay last week looked really good against the number two seed Dallas Cowboys.
I told you they were going to pull it off. Jordan Love, man.
Yeah, well, what was it? The most points Dallas has allowed in a playoff loss.
And their first time losing at home this season.
Correct. And I also read somewhere that Dallas was the first team to have 12 wins in a season, three consecutive playoff seasons, and not make the conference championship game.
That's absolutely insane.
This follows right at suit where Dallas chokes.
And yet they brought Mike McCarthy back.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand what's going on there, but better figure something out if they want to make it to the Super Bowl.
I don't know what Green Bay had going last week. I mean,
Aaron Jones.
21 rushes, 118 yards, 3 TDs. The pick six they had of Dak made it 27-0. Dallas just didn't show up, I guess.
Fell apart, just like I said they would.
But what can a young Jordan Love do against San Francisco's defense?
The thing about the 49ers that differentiates them from the Cowboys is the Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks. Who else do they really have?
Yeah, Pollard couldn't run the ball.
49ers, they have CMC, Ayuk, Debo, Kittle. I mean, there's many options on that offense.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that game there, but you have Green Bay's offense with Jordan Love, the second-ranked QB in the second half of the season with the QB rating, only behind Prescott, who they just knocked out. So
that's what I said last week. It was going to come down to who's going to turn the ball over more. You know, Dak ended up doing so. And with that being said, Jordan Love has gone 9 straight games without a turnover. That is absolutely incredible.
Coming
from a season where they were supposed to be rebuilding, didn't know what they were going to be coming into this year.
I think that'll be key if Green Bay is going to have a chance. They're going to have to jump out to an early lead and force Purdy to play from behind. So, I mean, because when it comes to rushing, the league's leading rusher is on San Francisco. San Francisco led the league in 74 rushes of 10-plus yards this year.
It's all about that scheme that they got going on over there.
So, I think that'll be key is if they can get an early lead and force, but I don't see them getting an early lead like they did in Dallas last week. That was a game. Purdy would have to have another game like he did against Baltimore a few weeks ago for something like that to happen. And
I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening, and most of that wasn't even on him. So,
which that was gutsy over there in Green Bay last week. Decided to take the ball, and they just went and drove right down their throats and didn't let off the gas until the end.
San Francisco, they're battle-tested. They've been there. 4 out of the last 5 seasons, they played an NFC Championship game. A win this week puts them right back in it. Or would it be a win this week would make it 4 out of 5? I can't remember for sure. But, I mean, they've been there, done that. Last year in the conference championship game, Purdy goes down, lose to the Eagles. So, look what they did to the Eagles earlier this year. So, I mean, love the Green Bay story. Really young team. They don't have anything to lose, so I'm sure they're going to go out and throw it at them. But I see it being close, but I'm going to take the Niners in this game. I mean, they haven't lost a playoff game at home since 2012. I know I said the same about the Cowboys not losing at home, and look what happened there, but I'm going San Francisco in this game.
I'm going with San Francisco.
I'm
going
to say probably close, like 24-28, something like that.
See, I'm going to have to agree with you on the Niners here, but I think it's going to be a little bit different score. I think Niners are going to pull up with a comfortable lead. I'm going to go 38-28. I just think like if Brock Purdy can stay in that game all game and stay healthy, like you said last year, he got hurt. Kind of threw everything out, but if he can stay healthy with all those weapons in that offense, I mean, I just don't see the Packers slowing him down. And that offense on the other side with the Packers, they're more inexperienced, they're a younger offense, so I just think 49ers is going to be able to go out there
just
and
just experience.
Do what they want to do, and experience is going to win this one.
All right.
Either way you look at it, I mean, this is a win for Packers this year. Like I said, young offense, they didn't know what to expect. First year of Jordan Love starting, I mean, they probably didn't think they'd make it this far, but yet here they are playing in the divisional round, you know?
Yeah.
I take that as a win every year.
That's correct there. I mean, that's Saturday's games. Go into Sunday, 3 o'clock. You have Tampa Bay going to Detroit. I mean,
I think that's going to be the game of the week right there.
Look at both of their games last week. The Lions versus the Rams. High scoring, think it's going to be a shootout. That's what I even predicted.
Same here.
And second half, there was, what, two Rams field goals and yeah. that was it? But, that, man, that was, ended a nine-game playoff losing streak for the Lions. Their first playoff win since January of 92. It was the first home playoff game in Detroit since 1994. And they're looking to get their first multi-win playoff. First multi-win in the playoffs in the same season since they won the NFL championship in 1957.
That's absolutely crazy.
You have Ben Johnson. He's calling all the right plays. I mean, I think that's the big deal there. But then if you look on the other side, Tampa Bay, what happened in Philly?
I told you it's coming. They're falling apart over there.
They fell apart, and Tampa Bay's won six of their last seven. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know what's going on there.
You know, something that Baker Mayfield, I noticed last game whenever they were playing the Eagles, is Baker Mayfield actually spread the ball around. Mike Evans only had, I think, like four or five catches that game. Nothing crazy, but he actually spread the ball around instead of trying to force it to Evans all the time. So I think if he can play smart like that, just trust his offense and trust the plays. I mean, I have the Lions winning this one, but I mean, they can put on a good fight and make it a close game. You know?
Oh yeah, I feel that it'll be fairly close.
I mean, the Lions just gave up 350 yards to Stafford passing. So I think if they
The Lions deep the secondary is just horrible. I mean, they're going to need like Aiden Hutchinson to get home on Mayfield.
That's a big ask because you got Tristan Wirfs on the other side too.
Yeah,
one of the top tackles.
But then you have Tampa's defense, the third highest rate blitzes all season. Like 40% of pass plays, they blitzed this year. So, I mean, they're going to be coming after Goff.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it.
So,
the biggest thing that's going to hurt the Lions this game, and it's going to be interesting to see, is their offense thrives off their run game. Everything feeds off their run game between Montgomery and Gibbs.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, they have a top 10 run defense this year. So, Are they gonna come out and they're gonna try going a different approach and try to come out pass heavy at first? Are they gonna try and still get the run game going?
I mean
it's
you're
gonna
have
to see.
They're gonna have to stay balanced. You can't get one dimensional, or then it's just gonna be, instead of 40%, it's gonna be about 65% of blitzes coming their way.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
but if they're shutting down the run game, I mean, you're gonna have to go pass heavy, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do and how they come out. Like you said, the Lions are looking for their first two-game playoff win. And since, what did you say, 1952? I mean,
1957, first time they won more than one playoff game in a season.
So, I think Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson are going to have a game plan ready. I mean, they're going to know more about the Bucs than we do. But off my statistics, that's just what I know. And I'm just interested to see what happens. I can't believe we have two more weeks of football than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long off season.
The divisional round's always my favorite weekend of football. Because usually you have the – oh, I'm sorry. You have the best teams. So it's usually exciting, some surprises this week. Mayfield might be able to have a little magic, but I'm going with the Lions still. Just look too good.
Yeah, I also got the Lions. I got them winning 21-17. I think it's going to be pretty close.
21. I'm thinking a little bit more. Yeah, I'd say 27-17. I'd go Detroit winning. But last week I didn't do very well in my pick, so
5-1, baby.
But then. Wrap up the weekend, 6:30 Sunday.
Best game of the weekend right here.
Got the Chiefs.
And the Bills.
Going to the Bills.
Mahomes' first road playoff game.
That's just.
It's going to be different.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Tyreek Hill this time. I mean, he still has Travis Kelce. Hasn't looked the same.
And ailing Travis Kelce.
Yeah, hasn't looked the same. Injuries definitely got him this year.
But, yeah, I mean, look how they got here. I mean. Buffalo, they might as well have had a bye week playing the Steelers.
Yeah, that was pitiful.
21-0 and before you knew it, and
couldn't tackle, couldn't stop the tight ends.
Yeah, but made history. Two touchdowns to two different tight ends in one quarter.
Yeah.
Allen, what, 52-yard touchdown run? That,
yeah, fake slot.
Yeah, but they just – turnovers. Turnovers at the beginning of the game is what hurt Pittsburgh. And
I think that's going to be big in this game too, because Allen, we know he likes to take those shots and he likes to, you know, get risky with the ball. On the other side, Mahomes, in his career so far, in the playoffs, 31 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions.
Like you said, though, first road playoff game for Mahomes. And this season, he's thrown 8 interceptions on the road. So, is there going to be a difference there? Or?
We're talking about the playoffs, so regular season, playoff, 2 different teams.
Buffalo looks like the team I wouldn't want to play.
Has Mahomes ever played a Super Bowl in Kansas City?
That's neutral site, so
I think he'll be all right.
I don't know. It's not going to be that cold, so he might not be able to
play. Oh, it's
going to
be
well.
Cold. It's just not going to be cold as last week in Buffalo.
But yeah,
I don't think you're going to have 2 feet of snow either.
Buffalo, no Gabe Davis. Again.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So,
second week in a row, too.
It didn't stop Allen last week. He found tight ends.
Yeah, but
Diggs.
There's one big difference. Chiefs actually have good inside linebackers to stop those tight ends. They actually have a top 5 defense, too.
Well, yeah, you have 2 of the top offenses in the league and 2 of the top defenses in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Both top 10 in both categories. So, I mean, it's always something when those two play anyways. So
I think it's going to be a big game, big question. I think it's going to be Diggs versus Kelsey. Who's going to be? Figure on the KC side. I mean, Rashee Rice, the rookie, he looks real good, but outside of him,
I mean, last week,
Mahomes don't have any other options.
Last
Gabe
week,
Davis is out again, so
yeah, last week, what, Rice had
Kelsey.
8 carries for 130 yards and
8
a touchdown.
Catches.
Oh, yeah, 8 catches, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he's also top 5 yards after catch, so I mean, that's going to probably play another factor in this game, too.
Yeah, I can see that making a difference. I don't know.
I think it's going to be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game like everybody wants it to be, but I think Mahomes and Josh Allen are just going to trade blows back and forth all game.
Yeah, I mean, weather shouldn't be much of a problem. I think it's supposed to be in the 20s or something at kickoff, so it's going to be chilly, but not get hit and have your helmet blow apart type cold. So
yeah, just like last week.
But yeah, I'm looking. I'm going to have to go with Buffalo. I'm going to have to go Buffalo. I just think they're clicking on everything. Just get into the playoffs. And I don't know. I think Josh Allen has something that he needs to prove. He's like, because everything's second rate. He's second rate behind everybody else. Even though he led the league in touchdowns with passes and rushes himself this year.
Total touchdowns, yeah.
So, I mean,
4 straight seasons with 40 plus.
Yeah. So then what, only player in NFL history to average, what is it, 250 yards passing and 50 yards rushing per playoff game?
Yep.
I just think he has something to prove. I'm thinking Buffalo.
See, that's gonna be I'm gonna have to disagree with you there. I'm gonna have to go KC. I think it's gonna be close. I'm gonna go 24-21. I think Mahomes is gonna pull it off. I think what it's going to come down to is, can the Bills play the clock smart, keep Mahomes from getting that last possession again?
That would make a difference, and that would play into what I was figuring to score with Buffalo winning 31-27. A little higher scoring than what you think. Well, opposite winner as well, but yeah, it's shit. I don't know. Like I said, I don't see how you can go against the Bills right now.
I don't know how you can go against Mahomes in the playoffs. I tell you this all the time.
Never played on the road. 8 interceptions on the road this year.
He's never played a home Super Bowl, and he does fine.
That's debatable.
I know. I'm just
You've seen what happened to him against Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
so.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I just have faith in playoff Mahomes. I know Allen, he's special too, but I just think Mahomes and Andy Reid, I think Mahomes knows how to take care of the ball better. And I think with Josh Allen out there knowing how close he is to that AFC championship game, I think he might – taking a couple more shots, and I think Chiefs defense will be able to force a couple turnovers and play the clock better.
I can see a couple turnovers, but I don't know. I put my trust in Allen. Just like I said, I think he has something to prove.
So we're both the same on three games, except for the last one.
Yeah. So.
Looks like I'll be 4-0 next week, and you'll be sitting there at 3-1.
Oh, okay then. A good possibility. What, last week you were what, 5-1? I was, let me see here, 1-2-3-3 last week.
500, not too bad.
Yeah.
Just like Mike Tomlin. You like to stay around the 500.
Almost as good as Mike Tomlin. So at least I could keep my job then, right around there. So, but all right, I guess we'll go with that there and
see what happens next week, ain't it?
See what happens next week, and we'll be back then. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.